WhisperWatch.com.
I come to y'all after days and days and days worth of people arguing about whether or not states should remove the stars and bars from their flags. And while that symbol is, make no mistake about it, it's definitely a symbol of racism and hatred and part of this country fighting to keep black folks as slaves indefinitely, and the larger issue underneath that, which is to keep themselves rich and powerful. If you heard some of my previous podcasts, you know how I feel about paying attention to the larger issue, which is these people keeping systems in place to guarantee that they remain rich and powerful indefinitely so that they could pass it off to their children and their grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren. That was the power of being able to keep slavery in place. And that's what that rip-diamond-ass flag represents. It's a symbol that these people don't want to accept the truth, and that maybe, hopefully, possibly, someday, they will come back into power. That's what that flag represents. We all know that. So stop trying to act like it's representative of a tradition, a way of life, somebody's history. Please. Please. If your great-great-grandpappy was a murderer, would you hang up a symbol of that outside of your house? Would you put a symbol of that on your tag and drive it around on your car? It's part of your tradition, remember? Would you do that, though? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. So don't act like this is just some type of expression of heritage. That's crap. It's crap. And everybody knows it's crap. And what also is so terrible about it is that the people who are defending this flag are not even being honest about why it is even part of the state flags nowadays. People act like the southern part of the United States has been flying these flags since the end of the Civil War. No. Y'all reinstated those flags in the 1950s and 60s as a symbol to be against civil rights for black people. You used that flag as a defiant symbol to the federal government that you did not want black people to have any rights whatsoever. And you didn't want to be forced to make them equal. You wanted to keep them separate and poor. That was always your plan. And when the federal government finally tried to come down on that part of the United States and force integration and to force rights for black folk, y'all put these state flags up with the stars and bars of the Confederacy as a defiant symbol, as a way of saying we will never, ever truly see black people as equal to us. So much so that we are going to fly this symbol. And even though we are not powerful enough to secede again, we're going to put this symbol up and we're going to make it the symbol for hatred and separatism and white supremacy and racism. We're going to bite the pillow and hope that maybe one day we'll get one of ours in the White House and then we can go from there. That's what that symbol means. Don't kid yourself. That's what it means. Even though they lost, even though they were on the wrong side of history, or their ancestors were, even though there is no chance it's going to happen again, no matter what you try to do, you will never, ever be in control of black people's lives that way again. And maybe that's why you have to institute different types of systems so you can figure out how to have some control over the lives of those same types of people. That's why the redlining. That's why the subprime loans, even though you're qualified for a regular loan. That's why all of your neighborhoods are filled with check cashing places and payday loan places and liquor stores. That's why white flight. So much so that all of the reputable shopping stores are out where the richer white people live. That's why certain people have instituted any way, shape, or form that they can come up with, anything that they can come up with to be separate and unequal. That's why the police brutality. And you may not even be doing it on purpose, but you may be part of a system that pushes you off into that ridiculousness. Where you live, where you shop, sometimes where you work, and sometimes not. You'll go into the city to make the money and then take it off into your suburb and spend it in your neighborhoods with your folk. And the poor black and brown people who have to live in the cities have to drive miles and miles to get to a Best Buy, a Bed Bath & Beyond, a Costco, a Sam's, to any mall where the stores are not shutting down and moving farther out and farther away from the browns and the blacks. The people who agree with separate but equal have figured out how to institute that, how to create a system for that, so that their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are now living it and don't even realize it. And that is what that Confederate flag stands for. It is all about the money. All about the money. Because whoever controls the money controls the power. And whoever has the power can institute white supremacist systems. I've said this before, and I will continue to say it. Find the root, and then you'll be able to get a handle on the real problem, the real issue. The branches are the Confederacy. The leaves is the racism and the hate. The root is the power and the money represented in the forms of black bodies. If you own slaves, you are powerful. You could be in positions to make law. You could be in a position to become the president of the United States. Isn't that something? You could become the president of the United States. The United States. If you were powerful enough to own slaves, which meant money. And at the end of the day, you're lost. You need to move on. Every last one of you, you're lost. Your ancestors lost, your side lost, your ideas lost, your traditions lost, and your ancestors were destined to lose because they were morally bankrupt. You want to know about the Confederacy? I suggest you listen to Cenk Uygur from The Young Turks.
The following is a clip from The Young Turks.
Okay, and I'll go further. Those guys who bravely fought, what were they fighting for? They were fighting for the right to own people as property and to rape them and to kill them and to sell them. That's reality. That's what they did. Open your eyes. You love closing your eyes to that fact, but that's what they did. And they fought there bravely to be able to say, I want to be able to go back home and rape my slaves. That's what the Confederacy was. Fuck the Confederacy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell it. That is exactly what happened. That's what that flag stands for. It's not some cute little symbol to represent your hardworking ancestors. Some of your hardworking ancestors were rapists, were murderers, were slave owners, were racist, and supported a system of rebellion and treason and worked to split the United States in two. That's what that flag represents. It will always represent that. Always. No matter how much you try to whitewash it, it will always represent one group of people with their f***ing f***s on the necks of another group of people. Literally. They were literally selling off people's babies. They were literally raping women and men. Nobody wants to talk about the rape of African men. All of that mess was going on back then. But y'all don't want to talk about that either. You were representing a policy, a system that held up rich white southern landowners who owned slaves. They successfully convinced poor ass southern people who would have been able to start growing businesses without the system of slavery. They convinced those people that these blacks are who you are supposed to hate, and that if you continue to stay on my side and hate them long enough and fight for my causes, then maybe one day you will have a gigantic plantation with your own slaves who will kiss your ass. And then you can do whatever you wanted to do to them too. So no more of this crappy excuse that, oh yeah, your ancestors fought in the Confederacy, but they didn't own slaves, but they were damn sure trying to own them, and they damn sure saw them as only worthy of being slaves. And don't tell me that you, as a black person, had black ancestors that fought in the Confederacy. Man, you don't know why those black people were fighting for the Confederacy. You don't know. If you went back in time and talked to them, I'm sure there is at least a percentage of them that would tell them, man, they were gonna kill us if we didn't get into this uniform and do what they said. They were definitely going to kill us. So don't tell me that there is honor in such hatred and such treasonous behavior. There is no honor in that. You rail against the likes of people like Barack Obama trying to take over your country. And you support a system, the Confederacy, that literally tried to tear this country in two, that literally tried to destroy the United States. And I keep saying literally because it literally happened. They were literally trying to destroy the Union, the United States of America. They were literally fighting to destroy it, to make it null and void, to crush it. Because they wanted that money in the form of a system of slavery. They wanted that money so much that they were willing to destroy this country for it. That's the system that you are holding up and saying that it is part of your tradition. That's the system that you are grasping. That's the system that you're holding on to. That's the system that is represented by that ridiculous flag.
Whisperwatch.com